academic work in America. The government of Indonesia, under the sponsorship of their founding president, Sukarno, offered me a fellowship to go and study jurisprudence at the University of Pajajaran, State University, and to also specialize in other things. So when I went to Indonesia, one day, just like you did, coming here, President Sukarno invited me to come and have tea at his palace with him. And while we were drinking this tea, President Sukarno then said, "My son, where are you from?" And I said, "Oh, Mr. President, how can you invite somebody you don't even know where he comes from to come and study in this great country here?" Mm. I said, "No, I come from Southwest Africa." He said, No. Our country was called the Batavian Republics by our colonizers, the Hollanders.
Okay.
You have been named by your former slave masters, the Germans, Southwest Africa. And one day, when your country is free, Angola will also be free. And both of you will be fighting over that name, Southwest Africa, because Angola is in Southwestern Africa.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?" And I said, "Well, you know how students are. We are always, we think we know everything." Then I kept quiet and I said, "Well, Mr. President, what do you propose?" He said, "This is what I propose. Dogs and slaves are named by their masters. Free men name themselves."
Oh.
"You better begin to sit down and start thinking about what you're going to call your country and find a name that will never be challenged by anybody or any country in the United Nations. That is an assignment that I'm going to give to you." So, next to my studies, of course, at night when I'm alone, I'm thinking about the statement of President Sukarno. And I said, "Well, since his country was colonized by the Dutch, we too come from the same background of Dutch, Afrikaans origin. I better listen to what President Sukarno is proposing to me."
Mm.
It's a hell of a job. By that time, I didn't know much about the Namib Desert. I started reading any book. Some very good professors of mine suggested books here and there. I looked for them and I studied. And finally I found that this Namib Desert is one of the oldest deserts in the world.
Mm.
So we have been a nation in this Southwest Africa for over millions of years. But we didn't know that we have been here over millions of years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the whites who colonizers knew. And I started digging. I returned to the United States, started my work. I specialized in oil and gas.
Okay.
Mm. Because Indonesia is one of those countries blessed with oil. Almost on some of their islands. That's why they have moved so fast. The help of American dollars, of course. And I continue to write about it. When our country becomes free, we'll call it Republic of Namib. But our nationalism, we will refer to it as Namibianism.
Mm.
So eventually, with the help of the Indonesians, they publish a magazine course called Emperor for the Foreign Missions. They were able to publish that year. Many of them, and many of them were sent to the United Nations. And their delegation submitted the copy of the article, the one that had my article about the name. After years, when forming SWAPOs and whatnot, this issue came up. And some of our colleagues who now started also petitioning with us at the UN decided to opt for the name. The United Nations accepted Namibia.
Okay. That was which year?
Hmm?
In which year was it accepted?
I think it was in 63, around there or so.
Okay.
I'm not mistaken.
Oh. I'll find out.
I'm sorry for the epilepsy of the mind.
No, it's fine. Thank you.
Well, your major studies, was it? What was it based on?
Jurisprudence and
law.
I have an LLB. And I have a PhD.
In law?
When I went to the States, I went to study medicine because we didn't have black doctors here. And the treatment was very bad. But when one of my colleagues became a student at Cape Town Medical School, and finally, when he finished, Chief Oziakotok said, your friend has become a doctor in Cape Town. Why don't you opt to go and see what's going on about our case at the United Nations? Now, I'm already a pre-med, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have to shift from there to a new
course.
Idea, you know,
and
subject of petitioning international politics and whatnot. So, but, you know, at that time, the tradition was that when elders talk to you,
they
ask you, you accept. So I shifted. And I was taken to the United Nations to familiarize Dr. Ralph Bunch.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
The Boers killed my brother.